Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
I've never done anything remotely wrong in my life, ever.
How was your day?
Girl, good. Just got off from work. I'm exhausted. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee right now for work, so I'm sorry, everyone. It has been a crazy day.
What do you do?
So I'm a senior project manager, and I also do training and development, HR. I work for a corporate hospitality company, so.
Fuck all that!
I do a lot.
Do you travel a lot?
I travel 1 to 2 times a month, approximately. This particular trip, I'm on a 7-day stay. So I got here last Tuesday and then I leave tomorrow. So yeah, I do travel a lot.
First huge red goddamn flag, all right?
I literally just got off from work. Like I said, I've been doing 10 to 12 hour days here.
You've been doing 10 to 12 hour days trying to get some coochie? At night, she's gonna be like, nah, babe, I'm tired. I worked a 12-hour shift today. Oh, and I bet she's looking for a man to come that can provide. So all this working would be pointless.
I'm training new staff, training new managers, training execs. It's a very... Mm-hmm. I smile for a living. I do smile a lot. I've heard that before. I do smile a lot. I'm sorry.
Why are you sorry? This is fine.
I do smile a lot.
Yes. Okay, so tell us about you. We know where you work. What else? What should we know about you?
I'm 32 years old.
Are you a little desperate there, Grandma?
Very career driven, very motivated, very ambitious. I'm the youngest black female in my company in a leadership position, which is amazing. We have approximately 60-70 locations nationwide.
Keep being ambitious. Go for it. Become a millionaire and stay single. Melly tried to give her some game, give her a little hint. Like, okay, we know where you work. AKA, don't talk about work. Now tell us about you. And the first thing she went to is in the first block, blah, 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 blah. Her whole personality is her job. Are those eyebrows drawn on? Those eyebrows look crazy. Her makeup looks fucking crazy. This woman should just keep working. Just keep working, man.
In reality, the highest position she's going to get is side hoe.
I'm proud about that because it took me a long time to get here. About me, I'm outgoing. I'm a Leo. I'm fierce. I'm bold. I'm driven. I'm family oriented. I'm a loving person. I'm just myself. I'm outgoing. I'm an extrovert. I think that's a good start. What do you think?
It is. I agree. I'm going to ask you some question. You have any kids?
I do. I have a four-year-old. Four-year-old. Yeah, he'll be 5 this year.
It's officially stepdaddy season. Yeah, what up? I got the car seat in the back. Let's go to the park.
Dominant alpha woman with a four-year-old. A four-year-old. I already know what type of guy you're going to be looking for. You're going to need somebody to put you in your place and somebody who at least make as much as you and who willing to take on a four-year-old when he's a top 5%er. Get the fuck out of here.
So you are single.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So what are you looking for in a man? What are the main qualities you're looking for?
I think, okay, so just to kind of touch, my last relationship was very difficult because, like I said, I do travel often for work. I am a full-time mom, but I'm also a traveling mom. And that does take a lot of responsibilities on dating. You know, it's hard to be everywhere. It's hard to date sometimes because you really have to be understanding when it comes to someone that travels and is networking so much and being in positions where you can't always talk on the phone. Sometimes I get off from work and I'm exhausted. I can't do it. My social battery is drained.
I'm not going to do this with y'all today.
May God have mercy upon any guy that get with you. You would destroy him, his children, the cat, the dog, the grass, the paint on the house. So I pray.
So she literally is telling you, I give my everything to my career to the point where I don't have anything left for you at the end of the day. I don't want to talk on the phone with you. My battery is drained.
I gave the best of me to a fucking career or job that don't give a fuck if I die. So I ain't got 5 minutes to talk to my man. I'm busy. I got a flight in the morning, nigga.
You can't make this shit up.
This is crazy, bro. These women are fucking lost, man. I hope she making $250,000 a year, giving all this to her career. Bars. A low value man wouldn't want this deal. So don't get me started on a high value man.
Not gonna happen.
Yeah, I mean, just someone that's really understanding, someone that's compatible. I'm what I feel successful in my own right. I feel like I'm at a certain point in life where I'm ready to slow down. April 1st is actually going to be my last trip. So I'm going to be fully home base in Washington, D.C., which I am ecstatic about. I love that is home for me. So I know some people probably are wondering, like, she travels, but what's home? Home is D.C. So April 1st, I will be home. I'll be able to be, you know, at people's graduations and baby showers and out with my girlfriend.
Did you hear that? You got to share time with their girlfriends, too. Not to mention her relatives. She's probably in contact with her baby father, I would imagine. You're going to be sixth on the list. Number six. What high-value man is going to be okay with being number six to his woman? Fuck high-value. What man is going to be okay being number six in his woman's life?
Can he have kids?
I'm okay with that. Yeah, for sure. And I'm not even saying that because I have a child. I'm saying that because I came from a very diverse background. I'm the youngest of five, but I was also like the most mature one out of all my siblings. I was like the first one to move out, the first one ready to go, the first one to graduate from college twice.
Please don't brag. Only fools brag. Bragging just shows you can shoot off your big mouth. If you're great, people will know it. You don't have to tell them anything. Just like I don't have to tell you. Understand?
My mom calls me her resilient one, her independent girl. Like, I was just ready to go. I have a great relationship with my mother, but I was ready to blossom. I was ready to get out the house. So I'm okay with him having kids. Totally fine. Okay. Like I said, I have step siblings, half siblings, blood siblings. I do. I have a very diverse family. So
cool. How, let's talk about looks. How tall does he need to be?
So I'm pretty tall for a woman. I'm 5'10".
And so what?
Tall, masculine, dominant, travel all the time. This is one of the worst options we've seen in a while. Just far as not looks or having a bunch of kids, but just the least likely to be compatible with a decent man who have a pair. Let me guess, she can bench press 200 pounds too. Like, what else is she going to say that's manly? Let me guess, she wear a size 13 shoe.
Essentially, I would love them to be taller than me. I would prefer them to be taller than 5'10". Just my preference, just because I'm a tall woman, so.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So 5'10 and up?
Yes. We can do that.
Cool. How old do they need to be? What's the age range?
So I typically date older. Like I said, I'm 32. My parents were 9 years apart. I just typically date older. I'm a sapiosexual. So I love having relationships and conversations based off of your mind.
Look, I don't want to talk. I want to hit some skins and I don't want to hear about that damn job. That's the last thing I want to hear about. Because that's what I had to hear about when it came to reasons why I couldn't see or talk to you. So the hell with that sapiosexual shit.
I don't want to hear that shit.
This literally is a guy in a woman's body. She's saying the worst answers you could possibly say to all these questions. Like, I almost would rather be with a feminine woman with 3 kids by 3 different baby daddies.
What? What are you talking about?
I love having relationships and conversations based off of your mind and where that is. Your physical attraction can get you, but so far it gets you through the door, but your mind is really what's going to keep you in there. So I love intellectual men. I'm not saying a 32-year-old is not intellectual. I'm just saying a man that is a little bit more seasoned is kind of nice. But yeah, from my age, let's say 30 to 40. I think that's a broad range.
Okay. Yeah, that is. What else? The age, how tall. Oh, how much money? How much money does he need to make?
I would prefer him. I don't really have a number. I think that's kind of, I don't think that's a really good. I don't have, I really don't. I
have you ever had a dream that you you had, you could, you do?
I could pick a number, and because I live in DC, the cost of living there is very expensive. So 50K in one city might be 50K in a different city. I'm financially stable. So I think that is the most important thing. Like, whatever you make, however much you make, you're financially stable. You're not struggling, because I'm not struggling. I don't really feel like I'm at that phase in life. I'm not in my 20s anymore. Mm-hmm. So yeah, at least, yeah, somebody said, I would love at least six figures. That would be cool, because I'm above that range. So yeah. I would love someone that can afford and be financially stable.
Y'all telling me with this y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man. Y'all just don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it.
His publicist helped calm him down.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.